Okay, so we've got a really fascinating set of notes and articles here all about building better saws, user experiences, that kind of thing. And it seems like you are really focused on making software that's not just, functional, but like genuinely enjoyable. Like people actually want to use it.
Absolutely. And, especially in the sauce world where there's so much competition,
Yeah.
having a really well-crafted user experience, I mean, it
CICs.
can really make or break you.
For sure. And one of the things that really stood out to me in all of this material was just the sheer emphasis on like first impressions.
Oh,
You
absolutely.
know, like those first few minutes that a user spends with an application.
It's everything, right? I mean, they're making these snap judgments,
Yeah.
They're looking at it and they're thinking, okay, is this usable? Is this thing even aesthetically pleasing? Can I even figure out how to use this thing?
Right. And all this stuff about the psychology behind it's fascinating. Like if there's any kind of friction in those first few moments, you've basically,
You've lost them.
you've lost them before they've even seen what the app can really do.
Right. And they've already moved on to the next one.
Exactly. In fact, there was this case study mentioned in your notes here. Some company completely redid their whole onboarding process.
Interesting.
They added like these interactive tutorials.
Okay.
They really streamlined how you initially navigate the app.
Right.
And, kind of surprisingly, they saw a huge jump in user engagement
Right.
and their churn rate plummeted.
Yeah. That's really powerful. It seems like such a small thing,
Yeah.
onboarding.
But it makes a big difference.
But when you really think about it, a really good onboarding experience, it's kind of
It
like
gets rid of those roadblocks.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it removes the barriers to entry. Instead of the user just feeling lost and frustrated, you're guiding them. You're guiding them right into the core functionality of the app. And that makes people feel more positive about it, right? They're more likely to stick around.
Totally. Especially, I mean, think about how many SaaS apps are out there.
Oh, tons.
I mean, if you hit a wall early on with one,
You just go to the next one.
yeah, you're gone. There's no reason to stick around. So beyond those initial interactions, a lot of what we're seeing here is, focusing on these like core UX principles for SaaS. We're talking about simplicity, consistency, constantly getting feedback from users. But how do you actually like put that into practice? How do you design for that?
Yeah, that's a real challenge, right? I mean, you've got these kind of abstract ideas, these principles.
Yeah.
You got to turn them into something real. So let's take simplicity, for example. You might have a SaaS application. It's packed with features. It can be very complex. The key is to not overwhelm the user. And one way to do that is to kind of progressively reveal those features. You don't show them everything at once. You might use something like what they call progressive onboarding. So, as the user progresses, they get more comfortable. Then you kind of introduce those features, slowly. It's like you're guiding them through this complex system. You're not just throwing everything at them at once.
So it's almost like decluttering, like how you would declutter a physical space, but
Exactly. Yeah, you're decluttering the digital space. And are there any applications that actually do this well? I mean,
Well, yeah, for sure.
give me an example.
Well, I mean, take Slack, for example.
Okay, yeah.
When you first start using Slack, the interface is very simple.
Right.
It's really focused on just basic communication.
Right.
And then as you get more comfortable, they start to introduce you to more and more like file sharing, integrations, these more advanced search
Oh,
options.
okay, yeah.
So you're not overwhelmed, right? You learn at your own pace.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And another thing that kept coming up in these sources was consistency.
Right.
So, like, practically speaking, what are some tips for making sure your app is consistent?
Well, consistency is really all about predictability. Like when a user interacts with your app, they should be able to just like intuitively understand how different elements are going to behave based on what they've, experienced before.
Yeah.
So think about like button placement, for instance. If your save button is always, let's say, in the top right corner,
Right.
users are going to get used to that. They're going to know where to find it. It doesn't matter what part of the app they're in.
So you're kind of minimizing that mental load.
Exactly,
It
yeah.
just becomes like second nature to use.
Right.
And speaking of user needs, one of the sources we got here really dug into the idea of integrating user feedback,
Oh, yeah, that's
bringing
critical.
that into the design process from, day one.
Yeah.
So what are some of the methods that were highlighted for like actually gathering that kind of feedback from users?
Well, they mentioned quite a few, but the big ones, you know, were things like surveys,
okay,
A-B testing.
Makes sense.
And user interviews. And each of those has its own, you know, strengths. Like surveys, they give you a really broad view of, you know, what people are thinking, what they're feeling about your app.
Yeah.
A-B testing that lets you actually compare different versions of your design,
right,
you know, in a controlled environment. And then user interviews, those give you really rich data. You can really understand the user's experience. You can figure out what their pain points are.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I found kind of surprising looking through this research was how much they emphasized having these continuous feedback loops. Like, it's not just a one-time thing.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. I mean, one of the great things about SAWS is that you can constantly be developing. You can iterate. So gathering user feedback, that's going to be just an ongoing process. It's,
yeah,
it's woven right into your development cycle. And that's what lets you adapt, right?
Okay.
Users' needs change, their preferences change,
yeah,
and you've got to be able to, you know, keep up with that. So your app stays relevant, it stays engaging.
And especially, I mean, the SaaS world is so competitive, right? You've got all these apps that are basically trying to solve the same problem.
Yeah.
So how does a company actually leverage, you know, UX to stand out from the crowd?
I think it's becoming clear that in a crowded market, having really great UX, that's your differentiator.
Yeah.
You know, it's not enough anymore for an app to just be functional. It's got to be delightful. Think about, you know, when a user interacts with your software, what's their emotional response?
Right.
Do they feel good about it? Do they feel, you know, empowered? Do they feel efficient? Or are they just frustrated and confused? If you can create that really positive user experience, then you're going to build brand loyalty.
Right.
And you're going to attract new customers.
Absolutely. So, you know, just to kind of recap here, we've talked about, like, the power of first impressions.
Right.
The importance of these core UX principles.
Right.
You know, simplicity, consistency.
Yeah.
And how crucial it is to get constant feedback from users to drive that iterative design process.
Right. And it all comes down to building an experience, a user experience that is both functional.
Right.
But also engaging, you
yeah
know? Something that really resonates with users. I mean, that's how you build a successful SaaS product in today's world.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And we've really only just, you know, scratched the surface here, but hopefully
yeah
this gives you some good ideas.
Yeah, some inspiration.
Some inspiration for building your own truly user-centric SaaS application.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Until next time.
Okay, great.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.